Apparently, getting to the Super Bowl yesterday was a bit of a disaster. About 15,000 people were expected to take the subway to the game yesterday. Instead, about 27,000 did. Apparently, it was a nightmare. Upwards of 130 degrees at the subway stations. People were passing out. Medics had to push through hundreds of people to try to get to them. Also, security basically stopped checking people's bags. Luckily, nothing bad happened at the game.
Not sorry at all that I missed
that. No, I think it's much easier to watch it from the couch.
Well, here's a new survey on the state of dating in 2014. And if you're married and you miss single life, it sounds like a lot of work. So here are five of the highlights. 21% of people say they consult with their pets before seriously dating someone. Only 28% consult with their friends. The worst food to eat on a date on a first date is garlic bread. 37% of the vote. Wings came in second and spaghetti is third. 73% of people say if your date has food stuck in their teeth, you should tell them by saying how you'd want them to tell you if the roles were reversed. Bad hygiene is the biggest deal breaker on a date. Smoking and unemployment are the next two biggest deal breakers. And 11% of people would end things with you over different political views. 9% would end things because you like different foods. 6% would end things over different tastes in music. And 3% would end things over favorite sports teams.
A couple random facts this morning. During World War II, the Polish army had a bear enlisted to keep morale up. The bear would wrestle with troops, salute them, and drink at least two bottles of beer and eat some cigarettes every day. And Portland, Oregon, named by a coin flip. The other option was Boston, Oregon. The two guys who founded the city, one was from Boston, the other was from Portland, Maine. And the guy from Maine won the toss, and they named the city Portland.
Top five movies at the box office this past weekend. Lone Survivor brought in another $7.2 million at number five. Animated film The Nut Job came in at number four with another $7.6 million. New movie That Awkward Moment at number three with $9 million. Frozen in its 11th week brought in another $9.3 million at number two. And for the third straight week, the comedy Ride Along with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube brought in another $12.3 million.
Of course, the game has already been dissected a million different ways, but here's a couple of other things. You know, despite the Broncos' offensive problems last night, wide receiver Demaryius Thomas caught 13 passes. That's the most that anyone has caught in Super Bowl history. And Peyton Manning, yes, the losing Peyton Manning, completed 34 passes. That's the most ever by a Super Bowl quarterback. And finally, according to Pro Football Reference, the final score, 43-8, has never been the final score of an NFL game ever, not just a Super Bowl, in any game. Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.